Chapter 66. Is there, Christopher? ? Said the notary. Not one, sir, replied Kit. Yes, though there's my mother. Did they know her? Said the single gentleman. Know her, sir? Why, she was always coming backwards and forwards. They were as kind to her as they were to me. Bless you, sir, she expected they'd come back to her house. Then where the devil is the woman? Said the impatient gentleman, catching up his hat. Why isn't she here? Why is that woman always out of the way, when she is most wanted? In a word, the single gentleman was bursting out of the office, bent upon laying violent hands on Kit's mother, forcing her into a postchaise, and carrying her off, when this novel kind of abduction was with some difficulty prevented by the joint efforts of Mr. Abel and the notary, who restrained him by dint of their remonstrances, and persuaded him to sound Kit upon the probability of her being able and willing to undertake such a journey on so short a notice. This occasioned some doubts on the part of Kit, and some violent demonstrations on that of the single gentleman, and a great many soothing speeches on that of the notary and Mr. Abel. The upshot of the business was, that Kit, after weighing the matter in his mind and considering it carefully, promised, on behalf of his mother, that she should be ready within 2 hours from that time to undertake the expedition, and engaged to produce her in that place, in all respects equipped and prepared for the journey, before the specified period had expired. Having given this pledge, which was rather a bold one, and not particularly easy of redemption, Kit lost no time in sallying forth, and taking measures for its immediate fulfillment. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.